Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the so-called benefits cliff. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around Ohio, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over the state. I'm Claire Roth. Back in February, a pandemic-era boost to SNAP benefits, often called food stamps, ended. With the extra cash gone, some families have had to make tough choices. But the issue runs deeper than that. Alejandra Figueroa with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO in Dayton has been covering the topic and the solutions that some anti-hunger advocates are calling for. He joins me now. Hey, Alejandro.
Hi, Claire.
So yesterday on the show, we heard from a family that was dealing with the loss of these additional benefits, you know, stretching their food budget. But beyond that, you found that some groups are fearing a so-called benefits cliff. Can you explain what that is for us?
Yeah, so the benefits cliff is basically when someone receives public benefits that could be SNAP, WIC, childcare, Medicare from the government. And, you know, maybe they get a better job that pays more or they get promoted. And then they found out that they make too much money to receive the benefits that they were receiving. They make more money, but they're not making enough money to sustain themselves or their families. And so it really just keeps families in this sort of cycle of, hey, you know, should I take this job? You know, I'll be making more money, but I might not be making enough to cover groceries or cover my childcare. And that's in a nutshell what the benefits cliff is.
Do we know how often it happens?
Yeah, so some of the people that I spoke with say it's incredibly common. There was this study by the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, 2019 study, and it found that 20% of employers in Ohio had problems with hiring, promoting, or increasing wages for their workers. It, just because those workers were worried about losing some, if not all, of their benefits if they took that, you know, new job or, you know, new wage increase.
You mentioned that study was from 2019. This has been a long-standing problem. So what's raised concerns about it lately?
Yeah. So one of the things that, you know, you might see just going around to the grocery store is food is more expensive. And it's not just food, it's utilities, it's rent. And, you know, like some of those things have gone down a little bit since I think it was earlier this year and last year. I'm sure you remember when gas was $5 at the pump and, you know, eggs were like $6 or $7 at the grocery store. And now they're back down to like $2 or $3, probably less than $2. And gas is, I just drove by this morning at a gas station, it was $3.25. But you still see that sort of consistent looming high cost of food, which is very difficult for a family who is already not making enough money. And so a lot of people are looking at that and trying to figure out what happens now and where we go from here.
Given that kind of layout of inflation, increased prices, the loss of this emergency allotment, concerns over this benefit cliff, what are advocates saying is the solution?
Yeah, so some of the people that I've spoken to want to see three main things. One of them is in the Farm Bill, which is up for renewal this year. At the federal level, advocates just want to see the income limit for SNAP just go up so more families qualify. And then at the state level in Ohio, some groups want to see the state's earned income tax credit be refundable, which it's really just a policy designed to offset some of the taxes low-income workers pay. Ohio is just one of a handful of states that currently, it's not refundable. There's also the Benefit Bridge pilot program. A caseworker essentially works with families to meet savings goals. And when they meet those goals, they get extra money for family expenses. The program currently runs in 12 counties. And they want the state to keep funding that program and essentially expand it to all of the counties across Ohio.
Alejandro Figueroa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, sir.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.